What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV, the original Season 4, Episode 3, Hunter of Ruins. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, with the lights, Steven's good. Yeah, pumping up. In case you're wondering, this song is called Kids, which is why we're playing it. Makes a lot of sense. Kind of kids in the episode. Yeah. Which one of us does the best robot? I think T. Yeah, Sam, oh my god, that is not a robot.
I know. I heard like interpretive dance in slow motion.
She's just going like this. What is...
Are you miming, Sam?
Okay. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the original. Sorry I wasn't here last week, but you guys held it down. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere. Roxy Stryer, sitting next to me, Sam Davidson.
Hey guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43.
And our amazing chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello everyone, you can find me at the Tiana Hobson. Also, if you're on YouTube right now during our live show, I am in the chat. So hello everyone in the chat land. And I'm happy to be back as the chat mistress, because last week everyone was like, where the hell is Roxy? I was like, sorry guys, you're stuck with me.
Okay.
Not anymore.
And you guys had an awesome guest, so I'm sure they didn't even care that I
was
there.
I was there too.
Can we go back to the robot for 1 second? Because I just have to know, like, is that really how you learned it?
Or no. Yeah. It's like the lazy version, you know? It's like the like bohemian, wrist. Like, oh, I'm the robot.
You're
like,
I just googled it. It is absolutely not.
Yeah, thank you, Steven. I knew it. Yeah, I needed that fact checker on that one. I feel like that's Freya's version of the robot. Like, she just wants to get it done, but she kind of wants to half ass it in this moment. Like, you just Freya'd it,
okay.
For sure.
Okay, I'll take that.
Speaking of which, guys, what did you think about tonight's episode in general, or Friday's episode? How did you feel?
I really liked it. I liked that there were some nice moments, and it wasn't all, like, violence, torture, blood. And I liked that we got to see Klaus and his daughter, Hope.
We've already lost Tiana to the chat.
Sorry.
It's fine. We've already lost her.
No, I really enjoyed this episode. It was really touching. Someone tweeted saying it was, like, the emotional episode, and I really agree with that. I felt all the feels.
I felt feels that I wasn't expecting to feel. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Which feel?
Especially starting with Elijah and Haley. Who knew I was such a big Elijah fan? Who knew? You didn't tell me. Like, none of you guys informed me. I've been talking about this for 4 years now. I've been like, they're whatever. And none of you were like, no, Roxy, you actually adore them.
Well, I mean, I think I always disagreed, at least. Like, they're endgame. And if... there, I feel like they're our only real love story, at least right now.
That was some sex. That was some, like, not CW sex. They went at it.
That was hybrid on vampire sex.
I was really surprised. I don't know why I was so surprised, but I don't remember ever seeing them. That was some push you up against the bed sex.
It's been 5 years for Haley. It's been 5 years for him, too, okay? It's been 5 years. Mm-hmm. I think there's some pent-up emotional things going on that they needed to release.
And he's only been hanging out with his siblings, so we know it's been 5 years. For her, we don't know what she's done, okay? She's made other friends.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, that could be something. I guess I'm such a big Elijah fan, I didn't even realize how much I was until I see them together. And with the sex, I thought that, you know, I wanted more.
Always, you do, Sam.
I really...
That's like Sam D's line.
I was like, what? This is it? Okay, fine, it's a CW.
You... what? I feel like that's the furthest a CW has ever pushed a sex scene. I mean...
for this show.
For this show.
Gossip Girl used to get pretty steamy, too, and they were human.
The Vampire Diaries had some really intense ones. A few.
Okay, that's true.
But I will say that a lot of people in the chat right now are loving Elijah and saying that Haley and Elijah are life. That's from Cameron Boyd. Price Wright says, Elijah trumps Claroline.
Rude.
I'm not sure how you're feeling about that, Roxy.
It's very rude, especially at the point that we are right now. Claroline is still potentially happening. Julie has even thrown some feelers out there. That's a rude statement to make.
It is pretty rude. I have conflicting feelings because everyone knows I've been anti-Elijah for a very long time. And I'm starting to get the feels because hashtag Jaylee. But I'm starting to get the feels. They're not bugging me as much as they used to, but they still, there's something about it that still kind of bugs me. I can't really pinpoint what it is.
Do you think that it's not bugging you as much because of the 5-year gap, but maybe it is bugging you as much because it hasn't actually been 5 years for us?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
That could be it.
But you can't just be a TV show and be like, it's been 5 years, and have us emotionally feel like it's been 5 years.
Because that would make me way too old to be watching this show still.
That's not true. You watch it with your mom.
I mean, that's true. I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Don't hate on your mom right now.
Don't throw mom under the bus, because she loves it.
She's watching the after show so mad at you right now.
She's so mad at me.
She's like,
right,
why'd you say that, T? So rude. A lot of rudeness going on. I really liked also, not just the sex scene, but how Elijah betters Haley, and he lets her be true to herself. I feel like Elijah in most situations would say, you're a Michelson, you have to do this, you know, you can't, but he almost empowers her to go and free Keelan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I like that he had her back on that one a little bit. I mean, I know there were some mixed feelings there, but in general, that's what a good partner does.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that in general, Elijah to her is kind of different than how he is to everybody else. He's, like, more gentle with her. She brings out that really good side in him, too. And especially in the last half season, like, the second half of season 3, he was cutthroat. You know, he was, like, he killed Marcel.
Straight up.
He just straight up killed him.
I think people forget that. Because yeah. I have been looking at blogs and the comments on Twitter and whatnot, and people are like, gosh, why is Marcel so mean?
It killed you, threw you in, like, a river?
What yes. Was that? Yeah. Over the bridge into the river. He murdered you. Like, straight up. Why is he so mean? Gosh, I have no idea. Do people forget? Never forget.
Never forget. I mean, it's true. Marcel has a lot to be angry about and for, but I think people just, you know, want to see that there's progress being made in the anger of, like, hey, it's been 5 years. Hey, can we just stop trying to all kill each other because we've all done wrong things here?
Yeah.
And we've all tried to kill each other before. Just only one of us kind of succeeded, and that was Elijah.
I feel like that is really true, T, and that's starting to weigh on Haley's conscience. You see it in tonight's episode. She realizes all of the people have died, and all of the people who have suffered because of the Michelson family. And while she is part of this family, she doesn't want to be that part of the family. So I appreciated that she went in and she let Keelan go. I wasn't expecting that, but I thought it was a really strong moment for her character.
And she was also living up to her part of the deal, because the original deal she made with Keelan was that, you know, she would be able to go free straight away. She was never supposed to come back. It was all Freya who
I don't understand why they have to be so awful to her. It's inhumane. And what's really interesting about this show in general that's different from most shows is that we're following the antagonists and they're making them the protagonists. But at the end of the day, we see all these people mad at them, and we're like, why are they upset? Well, they murdered your daughter and murdered you, too, but then you came back to life. And so many other characters, too. Like, last season, what were the characters' names that came in?
The Strix?
Yeah, the Strix, and the brother and the sister. And, like, they hated them, too, and we hated them, but they... The Michelsons also did mess up things to them.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a very good point also about who we are following. And what's crazy about that is we've always kind of ranked them. We've thought Klaus was the worst, and then after... Or Finn and Cole also, they're all kind of up there. And then maybe Elijah, and then Rebecca, then Freya. Something along those lines. I know everybody has, like, a how bad are you scale. Freya is turning into... the big bad. She is slowly climbing this ladder, and I feel like if nobody stops her, she's going to surpass the brothers, and she's going to be the biggest bad of the Michelsons.
I think the brothers have all gotten to that point where, you know, especially for tough guys, sometimes when you have, especially a daughter, when you have your first daughter, your heart really softens, and you can see that in Klaus. You can even see it in Elijah. But Freya came out of there like, I'm running this town now. I'm taking, you know, everything by the horns. I'm going to make sure that my family is protected. And she's kind of, like you said, she's become the Klaus of she will do anything to protect her family.
Girl is lit.
She is lit right now. And it's really sad because I know that at the beginning, we all kind of thought Keelan was coming in as, like, a love interest for maybe Freya.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, ooh, is this going to be, like, a Stockholm Syndrome type
of love? Well, we said that. We said that. We literally said Stockholm Syndrome.
It makes me super nervous because you have to handle these things so carefully. Remember who the audience is for most CW shows. Mm-hmm. It's young people. I mean, we're talking, like, 13-year-olds that watch this show. And I'm not saying only 13-year-olds. Of course, we are not 13. I will not say exactly how old we are, but older than that. And we are watching. But when you are more impressionable, when you are having your first relationship or your first couple relationships, and you have a favorite character, somebody like Freya, because Freya has been the strong woman that we love, you don't want to really teach your audience that it's a good way to fall in love with somebody, to capture them and to kick the crap out of them, and then they'll fall in love with you. That's, like, not a super cool lesson to teach these people.
Yeah.
So that makes me really nervous.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping they let it go. And I think in the past two episodes, Freya has reminded me so much of Klaus. I just see Klaus all over her, and she's even starting to look like him more to me because of just what she's doing.
Do you think we're going to start to get flashbacks of what was happening in the last 5 years and what was going on in their minds and in that kind of alt universe?
Sorry, guys, my mic is...
It's like you're touching something... I think the cord
was not fully in, so I was trying to push it up there.
Steven got mad at you, so he started zapping you from the booth. Yeah, 100%.
But the chat is... the lights are going. But the chat is also reminding us that, remember, Freya was raised by Dahlia. And exactly. That sort of...
Brilliant point.
Way that she was raised, and with that influence on her now, it's starting to come out.
T, that reminds me. Remember how skeptical we were of her when she first came?
Yeah,
and we were
like,
we were like, this girl's not chill. Get her out. She's not a Michelson. We don't... Maybe they're going to play that up a little bit because she was raised differently. Maybe this is the nature versus nurture conversation that continues to happen on this show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would love it if they would, because in a way, I think I got annoyed that they didn't really address that. Like, okay, we're not trusting people. What was that?
He's pissed. It's the Haunter of the Ruins. He's come to affect
that,
us.
That, like, freaks me out.
Haunter of the Ruins has come in. He has messed with our mics. He's here. Vincent's here. He's messing with us all. Steven is the Haunter of the Ruins. I agree about Freya. I kind of hope they do go in that direction. I think that it would be a smart move, but potentially a dangerous move for the show, because how do you come back from that point? Like, if you decide to make Freya your big bad, then what? Then do the Michelsons stand up for her? Because they've stood up for each other as they've been the worst, so...
I could see them putting her down in some way or another, but that won't be for a long time, and also, like, we'll get into this, but we obviously lost, temporarily, probably two of our characters, so I don't think they'll do it right now, but I am nervous about this relationship with her, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Glow Loves Jomo says Freya needs to get laid so she needs to chill. LL.
Okay, so...
Which is something that I also kind of wrote down in my notes.
I think everybody needs to get laid.
I think Freya needs to get laid, too, but I don't know if Keelan now is the right person, because I don't want people to think that having an abusive relationship is a healthy one.
Well, here's the thing. Now that they've kind of struck a deal, maybe it won't be so much, you know, prisoner and whatnot. Because my thought was this whole time, Freya, if you're afraid of her leaving, you could have still treated her like a human being and not tied her up. You could have put a barrier spell around the property so that she wasn't able to run away and escape. She could only get so far.
Yeah.
But also, like, we're going to treat you like a human. Like, hey, we need to borrow some venom from you, so we're going to keep you around for a little bit. You're going to pump out the venom for, like, a couple hours a day. We'll let you go out and get some fresh air and hang out and stretch your legs, too. But, you know, we need this from you. Like, if you come to me in a nice way and said, this is for my family, I probably would have been more willing to stick around. But you've been a total diva biatch to me the whole time.
Mm-hmm. You brought up a point that I completely forgot about, too, which is the way that now we're dealing with Keelan. I love that she wasn't just somebody who had used a witch to make her powers go down. She's really smart. So now we know more about Keelan, that she was able to develop this medicine to weaken her healing abilities, which has got to be the toughest decision a person has to make. Like, if you are a wolf and you're able to heal, to want to be normal so bad that you actively seek a way to make it so that you prohibit your powers from happening?
So if that's any werewolf power, not just healing, because who would just choose, like, I'll just choose the not healing part, the only thing that is beneficial to my life right now?
No, she said it's, like, it with all of the werewolf aspects, it makes them subside.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really interesting tidbit. That's
like you said, that takes a strong person to be able to do that. I remember, you know, growing up, every kid had braces, and I really wanted braces. So I used to do everything I could to, like, try and, like, walk around like this, like, look, I have an overbite, Mom, I need braces. But, you know, of course, that never happened.
Oh, I'm so sorry that you have perfect teeth. But, that's such a bummer that you saved thousands of dollars. It's just so tough.
When you look at it like that,
it's hard to be Tiana.
It's totally hashtag first world problems. But,
I'm just kidding,
but you know, it's like to be in that position where you're difference makes you want to fit in with everyone else. Like, because she didn't have this, she felt she needed to change her entire body and the way the mechanisms even make her up and develop her. Like, that's a lot, and that's deep, and that's like, we need a psychologist around to really dive into the emotions of that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that no one else has figured it out. There's plenty of people that when, especially werewolves, I mean, and I get that personally, then when you turn into a werewolf, it's not exciting. I feel like vampire would be exciting.
Yeah. I know that this is a potential prediction, but you know how Hope was saying that she can't control a lot of her powers? I feel like maybe Keelan will be able to help with that.
Mm.
Because if they're going to keep her around and Hope's having a hard time toning it down, maybe whatever tones down werewolfism also tones down witchyism.
Whatever,
and those are terms in Webster's dictionary.
Yes, those are actual medical terms.
Yes, mm-hmm. Scientific, very. What
I
about this?
They actually are.
Oh,
thank you, Stephen.
Stephen for the win today. What about Freya and Keelan's deal to kill Marcel? Well, we don't hear Keelan say yes, but what do you guys think about Freya putting this on the table?
I know I said very boldly that Marcel needs to die, but
yeah,
he
which
doesn't
was
need
also
to,
rude.
I mean, it was rude, but he doesn't need to be betrayed by another Michelson. Like, the Michelsons are at the point where they've come to their terms. Klaus is like, look, Marcel, you take the city. I'm fine. I'm good. But mm-hmm. for his sister to now be going behind their backs and coming up with plans to kill him, it's all going to fall back on Elijah and Klaus again. It's going to be their fault that this happened. It's going to start war all over again. So that's why I'm like, Freya, just stay out of it. Just, if you want to find a way to weaken his bite, sure, I'm all for that. But
yes.
To say we need to figure out a way to straight up kill him when he right now is not actually posing a threat to you, mm-hmm. I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, it's a good point, too, because when you think about the relationships, Marcel is kind of more Klaus's brother than Freya is his sister. I know that Elijah is more his brother because they not only are they blood, but they also grew up together. But when you look at Freya, she's new to the fold. And I don't think that Klaus will have Freya's back on this over having Marcel's.
I think the only way that they would turn their back on Freya is if she ever posed a threat to Hope. In some way.
Yeah, which starting a war with Marcel would do.
Yeah.
And I like what David Z said in this chat. He said, turn Marcel back to a regular vampire. That's all that Freya needs to be working on right now. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's like the plotting to kill someone when we're not in a situation where we're at war with each other. If we were at war with Marcel, I'd be like, hell yeah, let's find a way to kill him. Mm-hmm. But we're not. We're in a peaceful place right now, so we don't need to be plotting his death.
And I'm not necessarily for having him linked to anybody again. He doesn't have to be linked to Klaus or to Elijah or to any of the originals. But having him be a regular vamp, I think, would be smart.
Yeah.
You guys are full of good ideas today.
The chat, you two.
I feel so lucky to be with such smart people. Such original smart people.
Yeah,
Sam, what were you going to say?
I mean, if I just, like, if there was a class in high school or something about vampires, werewolves, witches, I would have gotten an A+.
You would have taught it, Sam.
Yeah.
You would have taught the class.
Maybe I'll turn into a professor one day, and I'll be like Alaric.
Hey, you know what? They have, like, Harry Potter-themed courses in colleges now, so you could definitely do this, is all I'm saying.
I could teach one of those. No, but what I was going to say about the whole Freya thing is just that she has been a really interesting part of the group, but I don't see them going down the same wavelength as her. She was so violent this episode that it's not going to come back for me, at least, mm-hmm. for a while.
Yes, and I know that the worst thing that another female can do in Hollywood is compare two female actors, because I'm not trying to say one of them should be out of work, because I think Freya is amazing and Rebecca is amazing, but in terms of the dynamic on the show, I really love Rebecca with the brothers, and it's hard for me to get behind Freya sometimes as much because I miss Rebecca. And if we're going to have a sister and I have to vote, I wish Rebecca was staying.
Hey, you know what? Klaus is with you too, because Rebecca straight up told him tonight, I know I'm your favorite sibling.
Yeah,
and
I laughed that.
Because I was like, yeah, as you are most of the fans' favorites too.
Everybody's. and it's such a tease. Every time
she's so
she
hard to
back,
get. Like, she literally is hard to get.
Yes. Every time she comes back, I'm like, and then she leaves and I'm like, ugh.
But
those are the noises I make.
I did see someone in the chat, and I'm sorry, I don't know who it was. I saw it scroll by at the beginning of the show saying that they're gone now. They'll be back in episode 10. For the remainder of the season?
Too long. Make it a shorter road trip. Although, that is the show.
Like,
this
hey.
Is literally what I wrote down. Cole and Rebecca.
Have it right?
No, yes, but that's the spinoff I want to watch. I'm obsessed with Cole. Everybody knows Colvina forever, and I'm not giving up on that because I really think we keep Davina alive through our shows and talking, and I think she's coming back.
And it was her birthday.
She would have turned 23, so we're keeping her alive. But the Cole Rebecca spinoff road trip show, they are tearing ish up. I have to see that. Like, what would be better than that?
They would literally be tearing it up.
Yes,
like,
and they were.
People everywhere. And I love it every time they're together. I'm like, oh, wait, is that blood on one of their faces? And they're just like, so chill.
Yes.
Like, oh, you have something on your chin. They just, like, have blood dripping from their mouths when they're together.
I hate that they both had to leave, but I understand. You know, it is the way that it is.
Price Wright. It was him who told us that they'll be back. Thank you, Price.
Thank you, Price. Another thing that I have to say out loud, which I already regret before I'm saying it, and I know the chat's going to be mad at me, but I have to get your guys' opinion on this. That Rebecca-Elijah kiss, a little too close to lips.
Oh, you know what? I did. I turned my head for a second, and I looked up, and I was like, whoa. It was like just and I think I paused it, and I was like, that was weird.
I have to go back. I must have been writing something down. I didn't even see this.
That was a very odd moment. I honestly, like, as somebody with a brother, we do not get that close mouth to mouth. Like, you have a brother, T. You know. Like,
yeah,
Sam. Like, I understand you hug somebody, but yeah, it was just real close. I'm not implying anything by that, but I feel like the actors did not channel the sibling relationship in that moment. That was like, we're two hot people, so we're going to get close to each other. And I was like, oh dear gosh. Like, I honestly rewound it and watched it again, which says something sick and twisted about me.
Oh, I told you. Yeah, I did too.
Yes. That's all. I'm waiting for the chat to catch up and respond to that, that moment.
I think that it was an unfortunate, like, accidental directorial choice. I don't know if they even
like a
chose
European that kind of thing?
Well, like, I don't understand why they couldn't have been like, no, let's not have her do that. Like, just go back and give him a hug.
Yeah, just a hug. Or, like, a hug and, like,
or, like, kiss him on the cheek by his eye.
Yes, or by his ear.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's
not
getting a little weird,
no,
too.
No, not that sexy ear. Like, near the ear. Like,
okay.
Between the, yeah.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The chat has caught up. Price Wright says, "OMG, I saw that, Roxy. This is not Game of Thrones. No, no.
Yes, boo-boo. That was some Cersei Jammer stuff.
Ugh. A lot of people are saying that they didn't even really notice it, so they're gonna go back and rewatch it.
Well, now we
don't,
started.
Don't
yeah.
do it. Yeah. If you do it though, take a picture."
Don't do it, but if you do, take a picture.
Take a picture and post it and tag us in it. And Cameron Boyd said, yes, very odd. I wouldn't say weird, just odd.
I feel like weird and odd are synonyms, but maybe not.
Well, it's like, it kind of, it was an accident, and then, I don't know.
Oh, and then Nicholas Kelly says, Rebecca made out with her sibling Klaus before. Remember that speakeasy with Stefan?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Nicholas Kelly, are you... April Fool's Day was yesterday. What are you doing?
I remember the speakeasy, but I do not remember them making out in any way, shape, or form. I think she made out with Stefan, who was not her brother.
Yes, and that's fine. Yeah. Make out with anybody who isn't your brother. Then you can do that.
Cousin, but brothers first. Yes. No.
Yes.
Well, I mean, technically, if we're... Well, I guess there's no blood.
Are you, like, turning
them.
Into Karens no. and Mean Girls?
Yes. No. There's no blood between them, but, you know, Klaus raised Marcel as his son. Rebecca and Marcel fell in love, so it's kind of like she made up her sibling or her nephew.
All right, but that happened with Serena and Dan on Gossip Girl. We're fine then. Like, that's chill.
That's fine. Yeah. Step siblings are fine. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We've spent way too much time on that kiss, but I wrote it down and was like, am I going to say it? Am I going to say it? I got to say it. I need some help on this one. So, yeah, we say goodbye to Cole and Rebecca, and this brings us to the bulk of the episode, to what this is really, I feel like, the season's going to be about. Because I kind of haven't known what was going on for the last couple episodes. They've been great, but I was like, but what is the season? Is it a feud between Marcel and the originals, but then they had to leave, so what's up? So, Hope and Klaus interact.
Oh my god.
Which is adorable.
So made me want to cry.
It was
so precious.
Do you guys feel like they're dyeing his hair redder and also Haley's hair a little redder to match his kid's hair now that they've gotten some complaints? Like, their hair looked real red tonight to each other.
And I was like, maybe it's, you know, they're out of New Orleans, so the sun is hitting their hair differently.
Klaus's hair has always looked like that to me. I always thought, I don't know. I didn't see that, but I'll check that out.
Go back.
Yeah.
And the list of things to go back and watch. That's a more fun one than the makeout session between the siblings. but Klaus notices that Hope is kind of, you know, she's been drawing, she's doing all the stuff, and then the butterfly thing happens, and she's able to heal the butterfly. So he sees that she's a witch. We've been wondering what she is. She's a witch. Were you guys underwhelmed with this? Were you... guessing this? Were you...
No, because there's been references to it before. We knew she would come out a witch just from the Michelson bloodline. Mm-hmm. And she also has the werewolf gene in her as well. Now, the part that I get a little confused about that everyone in the chat is always saying she's a tribrid is because she's also part vampire. Mm-hmm. But I thought for vampire, like, she has... Well, I guess there's vampire blood in her system, so if she were to die, she could also become a... like, come back as a vampire, too.
I don't even know if it would be... Yeah, because she's not drinking blood right now, right?
Like, no, but, like, you know, her blood is also... It's witch blood, werewolf blood, and vampire blood. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she got to stay safe.
But I knew she was those things, but we haven't seen her...
use anything.
Yes, and so we don't know the extent of her powers. I love that when we're first seeing it, we see it for a healing purpose and not... like, because we always thought she might be the big bad that they had been referring to.
Yeah, she's gonna be running around there being like, red rum, just like... Yeah.
Oh my god. She's so little and cute, though.
I know, but those can be the scariest ones.
Yes, that is absolutely
but
true.
But she's so cute, I'm like, okay, cool, you're chill.
But she's not chill, because she got bad things happening to her, because like I talked about, the bulk of this season seems to be Battle of the Ruined Haunter and the kids. We're going back to the kid storyline. I never thought we'd see this storyline again.
You know, I didn't either.
I think it's a big reason why they skipped 5 years, was so that we could get caught up with Hope at a point where we could understand her, that she was doing things. And I think that she is basically the focal point of the season, and she needed to be older for the audience to kind of, like, grapple that.
I love that we saw this from a different perspective initially. You know, we saw it from the Vincent perspective and the Eva perspective when we saw this during, was it last season or the season before on the originals where we watched what she had done?
Last season.
But now we're seeing it more through the kids' eyes and seeing what happens on the other side of that now that it's come back, whatever this... spirit is.
Actually, it might have been 2 seasons ago.
Maybe 2 seasons.
Yeah, because it was when Vincent was first introduced, and that was in season two.
Before he became Vincent Finn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was Finn still. Yeah.
What do you guys think? I feel like I wasn't expecting this to come back, but I'm excited.
I wasn't expecting it, and I'm glad that they did kind of bring it full circle, because it is something that at least that I've had questions about, because Vincent always said, you know, there's a reason I don't do magic anymore. We never fully knew the reason. We knew his wife was taking the babies and mm-hmm. the children and all that stuff, but we didn't know the reason behind it or really why, what made it so that he didn't want to practice magic and he wanted nothing to do with this area. Now we're learning that.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way, I always felt like I've enjoyed Vincent's character more recently because he's kind of just like, I got your back. Like, we can trust him a little bit. But before that, I felt like he was an extra character that didn't really serve a big purpose. Until now. And I'm glad that they're, those little dribblings they did last season of him, I'm glad that they're following it up and giving us a reason that they did that. Because to me, back then it felt extra, but now it makes sense.
Yes, agreed. So Eva.
You know me with names that sound like two things. I never get it right.
Girl is working.
Working.
Because we, T and I watch her on Legends of Tomorrow, and honest to God, for the first scene of this, I was like, what is this crossover that CW is doing? How do we have Vixen in here? Like, what is going on?
And now that I think about it, Roxy, because you asked me if I thought that too, and I said no, but I was actually lying because I saw Michael Narducci. Well, I saw her. I follow her on Twitter, and she tweeted about how she was going to be on, like, check out Legends or something this week that she was going to be on, and Michael Narducci replied and said, also, don't forget you're going to be on the Originals on Friday, too. And the first thing that went in my mind was, oh my gosh, are they, like, is this, like, a weird crossover?
Yeah.
And then I remembered that, you know, she had played Vincent's wife on the show before, and that's probably Rebecca. Why she was coming.
Yes, and Rebecca.
Yeah, and Rebecca.
But while she is talented on that show, I've got to give it to her on this show. That final scene in the flashback where she is bleeding out of her face. Gosh. Like, nose, eyes, mouth, all the blood, and she is screaming, and she's like, it's in you, too. I was like, it's in me. Get it out. It's in me. Like, seriously, she's a scary, scary chick.
That was a great
scene.
Must be
fun. It must be a lot of fun.
Yes, that's every actress's dream, to be able to go over the top like that and just kind of let it all...
Yeah, and they're like, where'd that come from? You're like, I don't know.
I would also...
I don't know.
I would also really like to see the raw footage of that scene being shot without the special effects, or without the music and sound effects in there. Because
Or makeup or anything. Or
imagine just laying there and being lifted up and having to scream, like, bloody murder that all these things are happening to you, but it's not actually happening to you. Like, we get to see the finished product where, you know, everything's there and the music is there and there's sound effects and everything. But just the energy that goes into a scene like that, I would love to just watch the process of that being made.
I agree. And while the performance was so incredible, what is a little confusing to me still is the plot. So I'm getting all carried away. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then all of a sudden I'm like, but do I understand what's happening here?
I didn't.
Like, what's up with this book, though? And sup with this person who's come inside her and now... Ooh, that's what she said. And now... that is, thank you. And now is, like, taking over and is the haunter of the ruins and... And but she became the haunter because she wasn't crazy. She was it, or what?
Like, so, okay, I don't know. Now, I literally, that part, I thought to myself, maybe at the end of the season, I'll rewatch these and then I'll understand it. But I'm not even gonna exactly try to understand what's happening right now. But now that I hear you talk about it, maybe it's a thing that hops from person to person and takes them over, right? So it could be somebody that we know.
It's a spirit.
It's a spirit. So they could be inside somebody that we know. Basically, it's not like this random dude that, you know, is walking around. He's the evil one. It's
because we see the slivering of the shadows on walls and stuff. And I feel that that is what it is and that it has always been around. It's always been in the city. Just Vincent and Eva woke it up.
But why is he blacking out?
Why? Of writing the book?
Yeah. Why can't he remember? Why is he?
Because like she said at the end. It's in you, but it's letting you go because it doesn't need you until later.
Yeah.
So it could be in multiple people at the same time.
Yeah,
though,
because it was in both of them at the same time. And then we saw the guy who kidnapped the kids. Yes. It was clearly in him. And he's telling Vincent also, it's in you too. It's happy you're here. It wanted you here.
Yeah. So if it can be in multiple people, is it multiple spirits or is it one spirit? Is it tribe of spirits?
I think it's like just a dark spirit that.
What's that?
Takes over everything.
It can get in everybody. Then we have no way of knowing anything.
Yes, everybody could have the spirit inside.
Because, like, I like the rules. If there's a spirit or any kind of, you know what I mean? You could do one person at a time, and you're like, ooh, that person's acting weird. And then something happens, and you see it hop over to a different person. But I don't like that it's
because remember, they said that, I forget what I was going to say. Never mind.
Julie, Michael, do you hear Sam? Do you guys hear Sam? She doesn't like this. this isn't fair, she says.
Yeah,
so
it's not fair with the rules that you've
Sam
made.
If Sam doesn't think it's fair, then, you know, it's not fair.
I have the Vampire Diaries board game now, so I'm, you know, specifically, like, I get the rules. There's rules.
Oh, okay. These are not the cards we've been dealt. We spun a different term.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could keep making puns about games, board games.
Yeah.
It's not really working for me. T, you got it? You get there? You got a good thinking face on.
I do, and I still can't get to what I was going to say.
All right, well, speaking of...
It confuses us. End of the story, it confuses us, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what I was going to say, that Michael, you know, this is just the start of the story, so I think we're not meant to exactly know much about it at this point.
Oh, yes, I'm okay being confused.
We will learn into it.
How many episodes are there this season? Are there 13?
I thought it was a longer season than
Maybe
that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
13, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. You look it up, chat mister.
I pulled that out of my butt. 13, but that may be right.
Damn. I thought they were giving us more. They're just killing us. They're getting rid of Vampire Diaries. Only 13 episodes of originals.
Well, I feel like basically
that means more money for the episodes that we have, which is why they look so good.
But I think that I'm pretty sure. Yeah, can you see episodes. This happening? They made a deal with the CW. It's like we're either gonna.
Oh right, the half season deal.
Up both, or you know we'll have to cut one. So they're like, okay, fine, we'll break of those.
Right,
like,
I completely forgot about that.
Yep, it's 13 episodes.
Yeah. All right. So that's what's happening there. But now that we've got what's going on with the kids, and we see that there's these five kids, but really there's six, and who's four kids, but really there's five. Who's the fifth? We know it's Hope based on what we're seeing. Is it Vincent who is doing this to the kids while he's blacking out with the spirit inside him? Or is it other homeboy who got knocked out by Vincent / Marcel?
I think it's him, because I don't think Vincent is saying that he's been blacking out recently.
Well, he hadn't told us he'd blacked out previously.
That is true, but I think that we've been around him so far and haven't seen him black out. I really think it's this guy who had those kids. It was him. But I think that whatever spirit or whatever you killed, it doesn't just kill it because you killed the person. It clearly is jumping over to other people.
Did it jump to Will? Will just a jerky perky?
It seems like it might have jumped to Will. What other reason would he have to go take those kids and kill that poor medic?
I don't know. I feel as though, okay, because it would help me believe that it's not just hopping around in two people or maybe more at the same time. I don't know if it took over Will. I think that Will really wants to be involved and everyone's kind of telling him to like stop and to stay away. And I think he feels helpless and he's supposed to be protecting people. So he possibly might just be taking it into his own hands.
But killing the medic for no reason?
He's been a good guy for so many years.
Yeah, that's so just out of character for him to innocently, you know, kill this guy instead of being like, hey, here's a fake court order that I have and I'm going to take these kids now.
I never thought we would see Will ever again. I haven't thought about him. I haven't been like, where'd his character go? I just thought, all right, he's in a different district maybe. He's off copping somewhere else.
It's been 5 years, so you know, he could have been promoted and transferred. A lot of things could happen.
I'm not saying that even in a bad way. Like, happy to have you back, buddy. Try not to kill any more kids. But honestly, I really forgot for a second. And the originals made the choice of making that scene so dark that it was challenging. If we hadn't seen Will earlier in the episode, I don't think I would have recognized him in that scene. Because all of a sudden, it's nighttime, you're at a bus, and I'm like, wait, is that Will? Will, that you?
Will,
that you? Stop taking the kids. Oh, stop killing people, Will. So that was a surprise to me. How do you guys feel about Will being back on the show? Were you longing for him? Yes, we were.
I'm a big Veronica Mars fan, so like I really, really like the actor.
Oh yeah, it has nothing to do with him, just as a character.
No, I know. So when I see him, I get excited, and then I'm like, oh, this character. Like I'm excited to see the dude, and then I realize who he's playing again, and you know, maybe it's another thing that they're going to tie back into this extra character that was there.
What I do usually think when somebody like this comes back is, they didn't need to bring him back. It could have been a new character. So probably the actor is a really cool dude, and they want to keep giving him work. So that makes me like it a little more, because I'm like, well, maybe he's awesome and deserves to be working, and they'll probably give his character something good to work with.
And Sam, Jamie Nauman in the chat agrees with you. They said, every time I see Will, I think of Logan from Veronica Mars. I keep wanting to call him Logan.
Yeah, so me too.
You can call him whatever you
Logan
want.
Logan Nichols.
But there are a lot of people answering your question, Roxy, about if they were, you know, longing for Will. And Bex G said, don't nobody care about Will.
Good point, Bex G. Good point.
Andres Kizzo says, Will is boring. Okay. So, I mean, there's a lot of good people who are also thinking like you.
Yeah, good, but now that they have kind of a blank slate, good for them. They have a lot of room to grow, and maybe he becomes one of our favorite characters. Just as of now, I was kind of like, Will, what?
Ooh, sorry, Nicholas Kelly brought up a good point. He could also be being sarcastic. I never can tell with you sometimes, Nicholas.
Yeah.
I miss Will, and finally the human who most of the time gets possessed gets to do something. Matt, eat your heart out.
I was thinking about Matt, too. He reminds me of Matt.
Yeah, but I like about this is saying that, you know, we don't have a human right now on the originals in our main cast or anything. Everyone is something. Right now. So Will is the resident human.
Yeah, token human, you know, you gotta have
So that's
those.
Why he's here.
I was just trying to think, but I got nothing. Oh, no, Josh's boyfriend, right?
Oh, yeah,
Josh's
boyfriend.
But he's not
boyfriend.
In our cast, really.
Yeah, because we've only had him for one episode so far, so, like, he can't, I'm not really thinking, you know, Will's been around since last season, so
right.
It's more.
And honestly, it didn't really seem like Josh's boyfriend was gonna potentially last, because.
He is.
You think he is?
Well. We know he is. We know Josh is getting a boyfriend for the season.
But like maybe this
full
was
season?
It.
At least for a little bit of it.
Okay. Then let's talk to him more.
Yeah. But we also need Josh in the episodes more to talk
Yeah, that's
to
true. Give Josh more airtime.
But see, now that we're coming back to New Orleans, we're going to be seeing Josh and everyone more often.
I miss Aiden. Big party.
All right. Coming back to New Orleans, T, you segued me so well. So, Marcel, kind of chill with the originals coming back. Like, don't let anybody know.
It's like,
but,
don't
yeah.
tell anybody I did it.
Yeah, don't whatever. Tell anybody I did it, but bring them back. So, he's doing this to save Hope's life?
Yeah.
Is that, did I get that right?
Because at the end of the day, if they don't come back and Vincent doesn't bring them back, I think that Hope's life is in jeopardy. And he says, you know, she's a child.
Or is it that she is linked to the other kids' lives and not bringing them back would kill the rest of the kids, potentially?
I think both. I think both. I think Marcel, I don't know if it's in Marcel to be like, I don't care that you're a child, you're a Michelson. Like, I don't think that we want to see that character trait. That's awful.
Yes. I think this was reminding us, hey guys, Marcel is not a total jack. Mm-hmm. He actually has good, remember?
Yeah. He's not a psychopath.
Yes. I agree with that. T, what you got for us? Looking hard at the chat.
Glow Loves Jomo says, how was Hope's brush taken if the house was cloaked? And that was my question as well. But then I started thinking, and the only way I can see that the brush was taken, because it was very much so like a baby brush. And I remember seeing it in like last season, I think. Maybe when they left their apartment, it was something that was left behind.
That's a good point.
In
yeah,
New
that's
Orleans,
a good thought.
In the apartment. Otherwise, you have to explain how this thing was able to get into a cloaked house, which, I mean, I guess Vincent's letter was able to find Haley, so.
How did a letter from Vincent get into Haley's pocket?
They
or Hope's pocket?
Like we knew this is a thing that they do. This is a thing we do. This You've seen this before,
witches,
guys.
Man. They do the best. What?
All of a sudden, the howler's in her pocket? What? Like,
I literally rewound and I was like, where's the owl? Who delivered that?
Like, well, did you see the screen kind of shape?
Yeah.
That was when it came.
And it seemed like she had an itch, and she's like, oh.
I was thinking, wow, Steadicam guy's not getting his paycheck this week. Like, he shook too much, and then I was like, wait, was that, that's what means a letter's coming? There's a little earthquake in L.A. Earthquake. There's got to be a lot of letters that are getting delivered then.
Yeah, I mean, look what's in my pocket right here. It's a letter from Vincent. Why, I do declare.
Yeah, legitimately. Like, that was the strangest thing.
But it was also kind of cool to see, and I hope that, you know, now that we've opened this door, we can see more communications like this.
We have to use it again.
It's very Harry Pottery.
Yes.
Like, I liked it.
It was very magical.
Yes.
You know, it's like there's magic here.
Who do you guys think these other kids are? Just randos?
I mean, outside of Adam, yeah, the other ones seem to be a little random, but because Vincent didn't really care to address them by name.
Yeah. We only got Adam.
No, I don't think they're random. I think that they all are going to have something in common. And thus is why they've been targeted. I mean, Adam's supposed to be a special kid, too, right? Because is his mother a witch?
Yes, but who is his daddy?
Yeah, we don't know who his father is, and I think there's definitely something special about him.
Who is his dad?
What just happened?
What if that is Vincent's child that he doesn't know what happened to.
Oh, I forgot they announced that.
Wait, announced what?
Wait, but like in the episode where she was pregnant.
Where she was, Eva was pregnant.
Yeah.
And then Marcel even asked him at the end, what happened to your unborn child? You said you did this for him. He's like, I don't know whatever happened to him.
You think Adam was adopted by a homegirl who's going to be dating?
Yeah.
What's her name? Maxine, thank you.
Maybe. Because there's just a big question out there of, like, we know who Adam's mom is. We know, but, like, why was Adam being selected? We know why Hope is a good sacrifice.
Because they just explained that. I am so mad at you right now because, like, if you had waited 15 seconds, I was about to say Steven predictions, but, like, you couldn't have just waited.
Sorry, it came to me and I...
That was a massive prediction.
It was a magical moment. Like, the room shook, if you guys can see it.
Yeah, the room shook just now. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Dropped in her brain.
All right, now we're moving to predictions, but don't expect anything good. Like, we can't top that. You're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. And I just have to say this. After Buzz
TV. What? I'm all in.
I think I just had a heart attack.
That was us topping it. We needed something big to top what T just did. All right, so what you got?
Well, people in the chat are saying, you know, the timeline might not add up. But, I mean, he would be 8, and I don't know how to look at kids and tell how old they are. But if Hope is 7, Adam is probably
around,
Or maybe he wouldn't.
Like, remember when we thought Hope would grow Benjamin Button style? For all we know, Adam is doing that. I don't know.
Or they're saying that, you know, it could have been like a Joe and Caroline situation where the baby was... transferred over to another body and
I really like that prediction. I can see that.
All right, any predictions from you, Sam?
Yeah, okay, so I think that Freya is going to continue to be more like Klaus, and unfortunately they are going to develop this kind of Beauty and the Beast thing. I mean, it's a theme right now, just came out. And I think that her and Keelan are going to get closer, but I just hope that, I think maybe Freya will hope, maybe do something that will get us to really trust her and love her and make up for all of her crappy behavior.
I honestly feel like you just said, Sam, I think she's going to become worse like Klaus, but she's also going to become better.
I don't know. There's two roads. I thought that I was saying it, but there's two roads. There's two roads, okay?
Yeah.
This is what I hope, but I think...
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I think... I don't know if this is much of a prediction because I think this is pretty obvious, but Marcel and Klaus are going to have to work together in order to save these kids, and that is going to be what reunites the families. I think all season, we are going to see them kind of feud, but they have to fight for the greater good. And by the end of the season, I think they will be like father-son/brothers again because they have overcome this big bad together.
And maybe they bring Davina back.
And well, that.
Funny you say that because Price Bright has said this a couple times that he thinks his prediction is that the spirit is Davina trying to come back to life. So he definitely thinks that the spirit has something to do with Davina.
That is insane, though. Davina's a good guy.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be doing that to children.
Maybe she doesn't know, or maybe she's, you know, it's changed her wherever she is, and she just wants to get out.
Maybe. All right, guys, those are our predictions for today. I feel like we could talk for so long about these predictions, but if they want to hear more of them, Sam, where can they keep up with you?
You guys can find me online, samdavidsonentertainment.com, and Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. And thank you, everyone in the chat, for chatting with me and yelling at me and telling me all of your thoughts and predictions.
You like them better than us, Stelda.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, let's just be honest. I don't even know
what the last half of the episode you guys were talking about.
There's more of them.
That's fine. At least I got Sam with me. Yeah. Guys, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. You can find us at AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. Also, guys, go to iTunes. If you watch us on YouTube, we love the thumbs up. We love a review, rate, comment, subscribe, iTunes, YouTube, wherever you are. We want to hear your thoughts. We love you guys so much. Until next week, same time, same place.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.